First 3 days after the birth, even if she says, I don't need any help, you don't have to do any malacha for me, we assume that she's in danger, and if there's anything she needs, you'll have me mechal Shabbos for her. The discussion is these 3 days are halachic days, the highness, she was born halfway through the day, it's 2.5 days, or it's 3 24-hour days. The Shulchan Aruch Yom Kippur says that it's not 3 24-hour days, but there are a lot of great acharonim that say that not like that. And the Goyim says it's 3 24-hour days, and the other acharonim also say that way. So the night, since it's a chash sakona, one would be permitted to do a mlocha deraita for your letters for 3 24-hour days later. This is easy to find the Goyim to do it for you, says the Mishnah Berurah, in that period of time, do that. Mishlosh HaShiva, from the 3rd day to the 7th day after the birth, Amenis, Eina, Tzricha, Ein Mechalim. Vabela, Chafila, Tzrichani, Ein Mechalim, Aleh. If she said, I don't need it, then you're not Mechal Shav. Mashma, then in the Sam, you are Mechal Shav. She says, I don't need it, we trust her. After 7 days, we're not Mechal Shabbos, unless we have some clarity that she needs it, her life is in danger. Hey, Shalosh, Mia, Yom Kechoy, Lashem, Basakon, Mitzad, the regular birth. Like I said, if there are complications, then, let's say, like anybody that has complications, can Mechal Shabbos. So, but it's coming out that after 7 days, if she has a need because she's still weak from the birth, she could ask a goy to do a malacha for her, because a chayla she'evus akona is allowed to ask a goy to do a malacha. Could bring from a shalem as an orba, but someone she says she needs it. But when it's done, after 7 days, we assume that she passed it already. The Rashi says, within the first 3 days, if the food is cold, and she says, I'm willing to eat it cold, so you don't trust, you warm it up for her. Because you never know how anything could affect her. She's in a very delicate situation. So she's used to eating, she always eats her food, it's not so warm, but go upon it. If she's willing to mevatel and eating something cold, we don't rely on her. And she really says that the doctors say there's no problem medically. And she says she's able to warm up the food. And so she is eating the food, just not warm. That's her. Sithei, Yoshev Zalamash Ve'eru Meisa, Rahmanu's son, a woman who died in birth. While giving birth, Medim, Sakin B'Shabbos, Afilu Dechushu Seram, B'Kerim B'Tnu Matim Flodah, Shem Yimot V'Chayim. Mechal Shabbos, to even bring a knife from Rishu Seravim, to do a cesarean, so that you would have to take out a child. In other words, to save the life of the child. And that's a suffix, if he's alive or not, there. But if even so, save a Shabbos. Here's you in the fish, we don't even know if he was ever alive. But even so, since there's a chance that he is alive, it's a full term baby inside. And the chuyv to Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Ramos says, "A masha ain noigim ashev kein afilu v'choyim." We shouldn't aim the kiyim lahake of a misa's ain. We're not too quick even during the weekdays to cut open the woman to take out the fetus, is because we're not so sure if she's dead yet. So obviously, if she's not dead, you can't kill her to get out the Shabbos. If all the medical instruments checked her and she's dead, going to cholecystis, heart isn't working, his brain isn't working, whatever it is, that she's halacha. We have a way of establishing halacha when he's dead, and then the chananah would be permitted to do this procedure.